Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of McCoy with Doc Podcast Show. And y'all guys ever played mobile phone games? Well, that's what I was doing before I came on the air. They got these apps that you can win money. You're supposed to win real money on. And I don't know if it's real. You gotta have a PayPal card. They give you gift cards and stuff. And I got all kinds of them on my phone right now. I mean, it sounds fake, sounds phony and everything, but they talk about they can redeem real cash to you and everything. I don't know if it's a stink scam or get you to play the games or stuff like that. I haven't had no money reduced to my PayPal card yet. I got a PayPal card. I've been had this since the first stimulus check came, and this the card they put my first check on, my stimulus card. When we was getting the first stimulus card, $1,200. This the card that I was talking about, the PayPal card that the stimulus check went to, because it was on my tax return when I did my taxes. The money, that's where it was. Until I got a regular bank account. So I had to go get the money off the PayPal card in order to get my stimulus check. And that was the first one, the $1,200 one. That's when I didn't even know it was on there. I thought it was joking. It was April the 10th when I got the money, you know. I was just sitting watching TV, minding my own business and all. And here we go, you know. They talking about a stimulus check. And there was $1,200 waiting for me. So, long story short, I got a real bank account. I got my PNC bank account. Had that for about almost two or three years now. Then went PNC for that long. And the second and the third one came to that one. And that's where my tax returns going to PNC Bank. And I do have another bank account that I pay all my bills with, so it won't interfere with my bills. My PNC Bank account is this for, you know. So I have a receive bank account. I have a savings account. And I have two checking accounts. And the two checking accounts, it's the ones that I use, and I send money to the MNT bank. So, you know, and the receive account is where the IRS and the Maryland tax people send my tax return. The saving account, I try to save money. And the first checking account, that's where my paycheck goes. The second one is where I pay my credit card off, and that's the one I use the most, the second one, the second checking account, and I just send money to my credit card and send money to M&T Bank, and that's where all the bills go, including gas and electric and all that, and then they just withdraw out of there. So, and like I said, long story short, I'm still trying to reactivate this card because after 365 days, they put a block on it. And I haven't used this card because I got, like I said, I got a regular bank account. So, back to the games, the mobile games. Do y'all see apps that, game apps on your phone games that actually play real money, you know? And they got all kinds of these commercials, the apps commercials and all. And they try to draw you to all these other games. You know, I got a lot of them. I'm trying to see. I'm doing an investigation to see if the money is real. They start you off with like 1 cent. You're supposed to get like $5, $30, $100, $500. And you got all these phony actors out there acting like they win all this money. They've been showing them the video with all the money, the girls with the big breasts and everything, you know, put it in, winning all this money and everything. To me, it looked phony, you know. And supposed to be, games are free. Don't have to spend no money. They be paying you for playing the games. And I just wonder if anybody ever seen these games or playing these games. You know, I just want to know if the money is real. If they really paid you for playing the games. So I connected my PayPal card to the games. And I got a cash out app where you can cash out. Because they got a little sign on there when you play the games. Cash out. And they got gift cards where you can go to Amazon and get gift cards and all. Now, I did put the code in for a gift card at Amazon. And I got 1 cent. So, maybe these apps, these games apps are really real. So, I'm just warning anybody, just look out for these game apps, and they will try to get you playing all these games, and I don't know if they actually paid the real money or not, you know. I've been playing them, and they got some fun games on here, though. That's why I've been investigating, and they got this one ad where you throw knives at what you call them. You know, and then it says I won a PayPal card of $148. Collect your one, collect, you know. And this got knife, and this is my first time playing this one, but I've been playing the other ones too. And also it says PayPal $372. Okay, so now I got $487. So they supposed to pay that in my PayPal account. It's funny, yo. It's funny how they can scan you. You know. Now we got the commercials. Listen to the commercial. Y'all hear it? That's the music playing. I think this bull crap, man. I really do. I think it's bull crap. Now, this is the game. They will put another video app up in a while. You know? It's funny, yo. Now I gotta play this card game. Oh, here's another one.
Can you believe that? And you know what's the best part about
Listen.
Select your reward. You can get anything. I'm talking Amazon gift cards, Walmart gift cards, Target, eBay. And what do you have to do? Play these dope games. Don't waste any more time. Download Reward and Play, only on Android.
Y'all hear that? Reward Play. Oh, come on, people. You gotta be kidding me. Money ain't no such thing as easy money. It's just not no such thing as easy money. So I'm gonna get this what play. See, well, I already got it. No, I'm going to see. Remember, you don't have to pay no money. There's no money involved, so they ain't getting no money from me. Actually, they're supposed to be paying you money for playing the games. Now they got another app. So, it's funny, guys. I know it's a lot of scams out there, but this just tickled me, you know. How everybody doing? This is Corey from the Corey with Life Podcast Show. Catch me on Amazon, Facebook, and YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel, put like and everything. My book is on Amazon, Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. It's available $3.99. And my next book, Mr. Boogie Shoes, come out in April 21st. go online, pre-order that. Happy holidays, everyone. I'm hoping everybody have a great holidays. And we're getting close to Santa Claus. Hey, young ones. The little ones, you know, 1, 2, I guess 10, 15, 13, 10, who still believe in Santa Claus. I think I saw someone looking like a red-nosed reindeer and a couple reindeers flying over my house last night. I guess he's making a list and checking it twice. He was around here in Baltimore. I knew I saw a little reindeer with a little knight, you know. He was flashing his light, and I saw a little fat man in a red suit. So all your little kids, I think I saw Santa Claus, you know. He's flying over. He's checking you out now, okay? When you go see him in the malls and everything, he knows what you've been doing. He knows that you're naughty or nice, okay? So be nice to your mom and dad or your guardians and all. So believe me, I seen him. And the people in the news thought they saw him too, you know? So he's all over. You know, he got this special kind of equipment where he can be everywhere in every mall. You know, he can be at the North Pole, but he got this hologram where he can be at all the malls. That's how he be at all the malls, you know. He got the hologram. And each hologram shows a duplicate of him. And Santa Claus be here and all. Sometimes he be the black Santa Claus. He can be China, Japanese Santa Claus and all. So that's how he gets around. He got a hologram. And I believe he got the first transporter. Yeah. Because he can transport toys from all over the world. So he knows who to transform. You know, just like Star Trek. When they beam down, he can beam down your gifts and everything. That's right. He's the one that had the first transporter before Star Trek even has it. So that's how I'm telling his secrets, how he get gifts all over the world, you know. And like I said, he got a hologram. That's right. A real hologram make you sit on his lap and all that stuff. So children, he's a real Santa Claus, you know. And the real Santa Claus is at the North Pole getting ready for Christmas. He going ho, ho, ho with Miss Santa Claus, you know. Okay? So, anybody tell you there's no Santa Claus, just tell him. He can get around. He got a hologram. Ask your mom and dad what a hologram is. You know, it's a machine, computer machine, where it can duplicate the person or thing. Transporter is something that you step in and you can transport anywhere. And that's how he get his gifts everywhere. So even those who don't believe in Santa Claus no more, that's it. Santa Claus is real, guys. Those who are 40, 30, 50, Santa Claus is real, so you better be real nice to your wives and girlfriends. Get them that ring. Marry that woman. You've been with her 5 to 7 to 8 to 10 years. Marry that woman. She had about 5 or 6 children. And you still haven't asked her to marry you. Marry that woman. You know? Sleep with you every night. She cook your dinner. She wait for you get home. You and her children wait for you get home from work and everything. And you're the nicest guy she ever had. You know? You're the most sweetest guy and everything. She just waiting for you to ask to be with her for the rest of your life. You know? And girls, ladies, it's the 21st century. If he won't ask you, ask him. You know? The old days is, a man had to ask a man, woman. You know? But we got men marrying men. We got women marrying women. So, you know, times have changed. You know? So, sometimes a woman can get down her knee and ask the guy. If she getting tired of waiting, you know? Give him a diamond ring, engagement ring. You know? he'll probably look at you like you're crazy, like, that's my job. And you get up and tell him, you should have asked me. So I'm asking you, you know. He know you're a good woman. You know you wait for him when he get home. He's a sweetheart. He hold the doors open for you. He do everything for you when you ask him to do it. You know, I wish I was that kind of guy. I wish I did that, all those things. You know, but I made my mistakes. He's only a man, too. I mean, saying he ain't, you know, he do some things that make you mad and all, you know, but you get over it. You like, he's still my baby. He's still my boo. Or whatever y'all call it nowadays. You know, homeboy. I guess you probably put a homeboy on there. He's still my hood boo. I don't know what names y'all got today. Jesus Christ. I don't want to know. My baby's mama. My baby's daddy. What the hell? Why you just can't say it? My baby's father. Like normal people say nowadays, my baby mama. Baby's mama. Yeah, of course she's your baby mama. She's sitting 9 months in labor. Labor, and she was in, carried the kid for 9 months. Of course she's the baby mama. Oh, boy. Children nowadays. Well, a lot of stuff's changed since I don't want to win. Even it was changing when I was growing up, you know, the 70s and 60s. And those older people who looked down at us like, we didn't have all of this stuff. Yeah, okay. So the young kids were saying the same thing. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, it's a season to be happy. I mean, you should be happy all year. Nobody should be disappointed. You know, don't worry. Don't stress yourself out. Do not stress yourself out this year. We've been through too much at the pandemic. Okay? So do not stress yourself out on this holiday. Okay? If you don't have it, you will get the money to get it. Okay? Don't stress yourself out. Don't argue over gifts. Don't argue over I'm going to divorce you because you ain't get the kids nothing. Don't do that, okay? Don't make it, you know, some people just go too far with it, you know, and they want to divorce their white husbands because he working two jobs. He trying to pay all the bills before Christmas get here, but he didn't make the cut. And you yelling at him, oh, you should get three jobs, you should get four jobs, you know. And some women is like that, and vice versa. Some men is like that, you know. Guys, come on. The divorce height is high, you know. It's real high. We need to get the divorce bar down. You know, we need people to start getting married, see more weddings. Instead of seeing people burying their children, we need to see mothers and fathers paying for their weddings to see more weddings, you know. And by fighting and everything, it's not going to help anybody, okay? It's not going to help you, you know. Yes, this is the season to be jolly. This is the season to love each other. This is the season to, but 12 months of the year, 365 days of the year, you should be loving each other, okay? All 12 months and 365 days, you should be loving each other. Yeah, you're going to have your problems. You're going to have your arguments. Who don't? All right? But don't let Thanksgiving or your friends influence you or miscarriage you or manipulate you to lead that man because he didn't get you what you want, or he didn't get you what you want last year or the year before, and he working two jobs. What he doing with his money? No, you know, it happened to me. Oh, what he doing with his money? What he doing with his money? You know, so don't do that, because I'm telling you, divorce is a very stressful thing. You know, you go through a lot when you go through a divorce. And the, if you have children, they definitely get that, the heart in it, the rule of it, you know. They get the heavy metal of it. I'm telling you, they do. They get the heavy metal of it. Because y'all two, now it's gone. Now they got to spend Christmas here. Then they got to spend New Year's here. Then they got to spend this holiday, Easter, with their dad. Then they got to spend Memorial Day with mom. Then they got to spend 4th of July with dad. It's just too much going back and forth, you know. You know, some men really love their wives and don't want divorce, you know. And they never get married again. They get married one time and they never get married again. That's my situation. You know, 52 years old. If it happened again, it happened again. Some beautiful female woman fall in love with me and it happened again, so be it. It happened again. God bless me with another beautiful, talented, more graceful, more trustworthy, more respectful, more trustworthy, and more loyal woman. And if that's in his plan, well, let it be. You know, I'm not going to judge it. If it's not in his plan, so what? You know, got my children, got my, well, I want to say friends because, don't have that many of them. But I got family, got my brothers, got my mom, got sisters and nieces and nephews and all of that, okay? But as far as friends, you know, I will be the one to admit it that not that many, you know. My best friend Thomas, he's been gone for since he graduated from school, you know. And my best friend Charles, who knows where he at, Charles. And that's about it. But I got another friend named Fred Scott. But, you know, I'm talking about more friends that can drive and stuff, hang out and stuff like that. But Fred is pretty cool too, you know. But as far as that, you know, I don't even deal with it, you know. Sometimes friends will stab you in the back or won't be there when you need them, you know. But Henry, got Henry. He's like a friend and brother, you know. And the guy who drove the bus to New York, Jimmy. So, and I can say Tim too, just a little bit. But as far as that, that's nah. Don't need the hassle. Don't need the, no. I mean, it is guys out there really grateful to be friends with, you know. Find that one big friend, that one or two big friends, they're gonna stick with you to life. Well, you got them for life, you know. That's what we call a root. And got that two friends or one friend will stick with you to life. I ain't talking about brothers and nothing like that. That means he will stick with you to the end. Or we be your friend to that day and all we on to the time ends. Now, if you got that kind of friends, or two or three friends, then that's okay. You know, when you and your wife argue, and they step in and say, come on, let's take a break. Let's go driving or something, you know. Or their female friend, like, they will step in and say, come on, let's take a break. Let's go to my house and take a break. You know, they don't want to see y'all break up because they y'all know y'all a good couple. So stay together, people. You know, my point. And the voice is just not good. Especially this time of the year, you know. The Xbox and the flat screen TV and the diamond ring and that car and all that. It's just material things. But the real thing, no matter how many gifts on that Christmas tree, the real love is in that person. Nothing beat the real love. Okay? It's the love that you have for each other that will overcome any Christmas present. Okay? Young, middle class, old, and old in heart. You know, the young people have been together for 40, 50, 60 years. They know what I'm talking about. And believe me, those who've been together for 60 to 50 years, they've been through stuff. They've been through stuff. And the more they've been through, the more they've been strong. Because they know how to handle it. You know. And you got a mother, a father, a grandmother, and grandpa. Have been together for 40 or 50 years. Or 30 years. Even 30 years. Even 20 years. 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And more. You know, believe me, they've been through stuff too. They've been what you've been doing. Been through. A lot of people hate them. A lot of hustles. A lot of arguments and all. But it was love that kept them together though. It wasn't the material things and nothing like that. It was trust and love. And they made it all the way through. You know. Your vows said, just like when you press a legion, when you go to the service, you take an oath. Same thing when you get married, you take an oath. You promise to protect that person until the day God called you home. It called your vows. It's a little different from the oath that you take when you protect the United States and all that. But it's mostly the same because you're protecting that, you're making that promise to God and her, and him, and God, that you will be there to sick and health, rich or poor, and to death do you part. And remember what I said, sick and health, rich or poor, rich or poor, until God calls you home. And that's what you're supposed to do, you know. So all the young couples who just got married, and all the young couples who's going to get married, and the men who got their wives a engagement ring is under that tree, I'm praying for you, okay? I hope that you make it all the way home. You at the first yard, you got to make it to 100-dash, the 100-yard. Got to make it from one end to the field to the other end of the field to make a touchdown. And believe me, life has its defenders, and they're going to come at you. Because you have this beautiful woman, y'all happy, and everything, y'all got everything, and the devil is going to send his defenders. And he's going to try to get that ball, that happy ball that y'all got. And you got to protect that ball. And you got to make it down that life football field. You know, that's why I like football, because football reminds me of the enemy sending defense, and I'm offense, and I'm the quarterback, and I'm protecting my family. And I get that ball down the court. I know, get that ball down the field and make a touchdown. And each touchdown I get, that means I will be successful. I will be blessed. And the woman that I married, she can be sitting on that sideline and say, I know I was right about him. He's a man of his word. You know, and all. And vice versa, a woman of her word. You know, she will never cheat on you. She might play with you sometimes and all, you know, might tease you and everything. And he might be a joker too, tease you. But don't let your jokes get you in trouble, okay? Don't take it too far. But it's okay to do that sometimes, to tease each other, you know. I mean, just have fun in your relationship, you know. I mean, that's what me and Candy used to do. My ex-wife. We used to chase each other around the house. The kids just look at us like we was crazy. She'd do something and start chasing us. Never could catch her. And when I do catch her, I, you know. But we play like that sometimes when we just hit be rainy days and stuff like that. Or I can't take them out nowhere. Or before Henry even came in the picture, we used to do that stuff too. I mean, we did have our good days, you know. We did have our good days. It was just too many people in our lives. And that's another thing. Don't let a lot of people in your relationships. And don't let tell a lot of people your business, okay? That's dangerous too. Because you will be alone if you do that. Because a lot of people want to be where you at. And they would take your girl. And they would take your man. They want to be where you at. And they waiting for that move. They waiting for that move to see what he going to do. They will manipulate him and try to get him to do something. And then you go down and tell her when he dead and everything. And there it goes. They go to the neighborhood. You messed up. You cheated. And boy, just don't do that. What else? But back to the games. I mean, I'm just telling people just to beware of these games that are supposed to pay out money, real money, okay? So it's a whole lot of them. I got a whole lot of them on my phone. I'm just investigating them to see if it's real. If they don't have my real bank account, they just have my PayPal account. And whatever I put on my prepaid card, it's on there. You know, whatever I put on there, it's on there. There's nothing they can do about it. And I would never get my real bank account out, like my PNC account or my M&T bank account out. Now, maybe PayPal prepaid card, because my information supposed to be sealed too, and they get my social security number from them, then I'm going to sue PayPal. You know, but PayPal is a prepaid card from PayPal, you know, and all. So, unlikely, it really is secured and everything, supposed to be. But, you know, that's what I've been investigating. And if I do this, I'm going to do a couple more tapes. And I'm just going to play the game too, because my battery is running down. But I still got a little time. But I'm going to get some more of these video, the tapes out and everything. So y'all have, so my audience, my fans, we're having for the holiday. And once again, everybody, welcome to the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Now, the reason I keep saying that, because we got commercials in here. And the commercials just cut me off and all, so I just add the commercials in, you know, But welcome back to the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. And we're talking about game apps on your phone, and they're supposed to be paying real money, but I'm doing an investigation, and I let some of my listeners listen to some of the apps, the commercial apps that they have on here, and I'm just warning people, just be careful, because they join you to these apps and try to get money from you, you know, so just be aware of it, you know. But anybody ever pay these like eBay? You go on eBay and make a bet. You bet. Well, is this other app that? No. this other app that I bid on. It's just like eBay. I go on the app and I bid on computers and stuff. And I won a computer. I think I told y'all this. And it's let me pull it up. This app is Top Hat. It's TOPHATTER. Okay, you go in there and you bid on stuff. And they got computers, like Apple computers and iPads and all that you can bid on. And they start at a dollar, you know. And once again, it's called Top Hat. And you can just come on there, and it's TOPHATTER. Just type that in your search engine. Download it, put your information in, and then start bidding. And they got computers, they got iPads, they got everything. And this is just like eBay. You start bidding on stuff, and you bid on it for a dollar. And I won two computers, laptop computer and an IMAX computer. Now, my laptop computer is on its way, and that one, and I bid on it, and I won it for $57.24. Now, the Apple computer, I bid on it, and I paid $188. You know, I'm still waiting for them to send the computer. And my Apple computer, know how close it is? It's over in Old Mills. That's how close that one is. Supposed to be here by the 4th or the 8th, but it hasn't been moving yet. So, and all I got is been accepted by your package has been accepted by the shipping courier, but it haven't been moving. So, I'm trying to find out where my item. So I'm reading this. It says, report the late order by visiting by order and check the review of the details next to the order and questions. Then check where's my item. There you will see the button to report the late delivery. If the order option isn't available yet, you will see the date when a increase and can be logged after a late date delivery included have been reported. It will remain over for 60 days from shipping. So we will then send you a qualified email to you 60 days after the shipment date. If you indeed you still have not received the order, last email checking, tracking does not confirm delivery to your address, a full refund will be processed and you do not receive the notification. Please contact support for Essen for details and stuff, you know. So they got their game together. So it's so much you gotta go to. Hopefully I will get it. And I'm still looking. It's supposed to be coming in the post office. I'm the USPS, that's the post office. But like I said, my laptop is coming. I got a new laptop, and my old laptop, my big old laptop, it broke. So I got a new one. And just waiting. Hopefully it will come. I'm off the 8th. Off the 8th, April the 8th. So I'm just wondering, anybody in the mail ever gets something in the mail and haven't come yet? And you be working, you be worried about it, you know? And just wondering if it came yet or somebody snatched it, you know? You know, you just get that feeling that it's haven't been moved. Now you can track your orders and all, and it says on my tracking that my item is still in Old Mills. So I'm gonna call them if it don't start moving. But I definitely know that that desktop, I mean the laptop computer, is moving. You know, it's supposed to be here tomorrow. The laptop. So I'm so happy for that. But, yep, it says my package is in traveling. So people, gotta be careful, you know, when you order. But this is just an app that I bid on. I mean, I won my last laptop computer. I paid for that, and I won a lot of other stuff that I paid for on this site. It's pretty good, though. It's a pretty good site, and it can be trusted and everything. Just gotta go through some stuff to... I'm sure they will send you a refund, but you gotta wait like 30 or 60 days. They have to make sure that check where it's at and all, I guess. So just go to that. It costs, once again, it's called Top Hatch, Top Hatcher. And it's a site where you can just bet on a lot of stuff, a lot of crazy stuff, you know. And they also got the tracking device that you can link to, and it track your order and show you where your order is at in the United States or the world, and it show you if it's moving or not. It's really cool. Couldn't do that back in the old days. Had to sit and wait. But it's just basically the stuff that you see on TV, and that's what people be selling this on, selling stuff like that. Same stuff that you see on TV, it's on here. You know, the little things that you see on TV. Yeah. So, that's my thing, you know. I need to get another laptop. So people, I've been doing this for a while. I'm just hoping everybody have a great holiday and be safe for the year. And I will see you in the next episode of the Koyu Adak Podcast Show. I'm going to play the games. I'm going to see if I can get some real money. See you in the next episode. I'm sorry it went that long. Gotta be real. Could be good. Good night, everyone. Love you, children. Love you, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, brothers, sister. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you always. See you on the next episode. Thank you for being here. Good night.